Good morning, good people. It is 26th July 2020. We celebrate the 17th Sunday of the Ordinary Time. We are all searching for something every day and everywhere. Some search for love and recognition, some others for riches and fame, and a handful of us still search for the wisdom, the truth, and the life. A few of us have found him and celebrating, while many are still searching and some others are frustrated giving up the search. But search first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Senseless search ends in frustration and stress. Search for meaning and purpose leads us to the Alpha and Omega. If you seek me with all your heart and soul, you will find me. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13. We did not receive the picture of Jesus, but the person from God. Most of us are satisfied with the picture of him and still relating with the picture, not so willing to explore Jesus as a person. We are all looking for help elsewhere, while we are so near to the treasure and the pearl in the person of Jesus. Jesus says, search, you will find. Matthew chapter 7:7. If our search includes service, motivation, and sacrifice, we will find the kingdom of God in the very person of Jesus. To find Jesus is the utmost joy of our life. Nothing compared or come closer in having Jesus in our life. Two parables in today's gospel expounds the kingdom of God. Life is not a treasure hunt. Life is the treasure we have found in Christ Jesus. His Holiness Pope Francis calls it that it is a journey of finding God who reveals himself in the word of the Father, Jesus. Let us not be complacent being a Christian without having a personal encounter and experience with Jesus in his word. For, in fact, the kingdom of God is among you. Luke chapter 17 verse 21. Life will be a waste of time and quest if we only spend all our energy and efforts to search after something that is transitory, pleasures, fame, and wealth. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. We are all familiar with the word SMS. That stands for short message service. But today during the pandemic, it denotes the social distancing, mask and sanitizing. Yet the three readings offer us another new SMS code to obtain the kingdom of God: service, motivation and sacrifice. In the first reading, Solomon searched for wisdom and understanding, and so God gave three gifts to him: a listening heart, riches, and universal renown. The one whose service is pleasing to the Lord will be accepted, and the prayer will reach to the clouds. Sirach chapter 35 verse 20. Whenever we serve the suffering humanity, we experience the kingdom of God. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14. Mahatma Gandhi exhorts us, serving others is the way to find God in ourselves. In the first reading, St. Paul reminds us that God has chosen us to motivate others to come closer to God through the person of Jesus. I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. Philippians chapter 3 verse 8. No one is a Christian by chance, but by choice. We know that God makes everything work for good for those who love God. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Finding Jesus and emulating him is the purpose of our call. We are the ones God has chosen to deliver the message of love, hope, peace, and justice. It is not enough to be a Christian. We need to find Christ Jesus, the treasure, the pearl, and the kingdom of God. Let us leave all the attachments that make us to be detached from Christ. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven. Luke chapter 12 verse 33. God is after those who do sacrifices for the benefits of lifting the lives of the others. Live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2. Pope Francis taught us about what is the kingdom of God. Quote, in the giving of oneself and in the attention to the poor and the outcast. Take care of the poor and the outcast. It is not important to me that you do this or that. It is important to me that the orphan is cared for, that the widow is cared for, that the outcast person is heard, that creation is protected. This is the kingdom of God. Ron Rollheiser writes, Jesus Christ has no hidden secrets, only open secrets that we fail to understand. Third parable invites us to be inclusive in our faith encounters. The kingdom of God is like a person, the head of a household, who brings out of the treasure from room the new and the old. Matthew chapter 13 verse 52. A learned and a person of expertise in God's law need to take everyone on board. There is no way we can leave someone behind for any reason under the sun. We are all called to be tolerant, compassionate, and understanding. The ones fall short of our expectation and our standards. Constantly identifying Jesus in others, good and bad, we experience the kingdom of God. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Mark chapter 2 verse 17. The role of the family and the community is to accept in its bosom the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame. Luke chapter 14:21, and lead them to the person of Jesus, the treasure and the pearl of great price. Family values we treasure ought to reflect the sacrifice, motivation, and sacrifice of the kingdom of God. What is the most enduring thing we will let go to have the kingdom of God experience in our families? If God is not the security, happiness, and peace of our families, then nothing else can be. When we know what we know we need, we want to pursue the path of the truth. By the grace of God and by our intensive quest, we will find and meet Christ in our families and in the extended families, the community. May our charity, prayers help someone experience what we have experienced in Jesus. May you have a good day. God bless you.